all the clues that Katie Price's husband, Lee Andrews, is actually AI in Wild Fan Theory.
Win back. Shane Strictly star Wyn Evans caught his fall from grace a blip as he makes stage comeback in Tiny Theatre.
Pop band Aqua, famous for huge hit Barbie Girl, split after 30 years together.
Rhiann Stugden's team pushing for more reality TV as she's focused on the future.
Hello and welcome to Barely Contained, the online celebrity journalism podcast which did not raise an eyebrow at its partner returning home from work with a motorhome, 1 to 30 scale model helicopter, telescope, salt and pepper mills worth £2,618, a £1,475 Beatles fountain pen and a Pac-Man video game. I'm Matt Withers and I'm joined as ever by Chris Beckett.
Just standard, isn't it? Standard yeah. Weekly shop.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the essentials.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm very confused. I mean, this is a reference to Nicola Sturgeon's husband, who's got himself into a bit of trouble with the old beak in Scotland. Where would one procure salt and pepper mills costing £2,618?
Yeah, even the Price is Right, you'd be hard pushed.
Yeah, very odd indeed. Are you otherwise well?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right, thank you. Yes, yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Very much looking forward to our stories this week that we've picked up from the online celebrity journalism world. I think listeners would be very disappointed were we not following up on a quite spectacular tale from last month's episode.
Yes, exactly. I think let's not leave them in suspense.
Well, last month we talked about Katie Price's husband, Lee Andrews, or Dr. Lee Andrews, who he may or may not be, although I think it's fair to say he may not be.
Yeah.
You'll remember Chris, he had a doctorate from Cambridge or, you know, some Spanish university. He had a diplomatic passport.
Yes. He's an international man of mystery.
He certainly is. It's fair to say we were a little bit cynical about some of this man's tales. Perhaps we were right to be. So there's been a lot in the news in the intervening few weeks, but I want to start with a sort of roundup piece that was in the Daily Star online, and it's headlined, "All the clues that Katie Price's husband, Lee Andrews, is actually AI in Wild Fan Theory."
Wow. They've dialed this up a notch.
Yeah. I mean, it's no more likely or unlikely than any of his tall tales, I suppose.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's got the stand first. Lee Andrews has been at the centre of the news after it was claimed he was kidnapped in Dubai, with wild theories on his whereabouts, including AI accusations.
Okay. Is there AI accusing him?
Yeah, it's taken on an investigative life of its own now. It better not start its own podcast.
Yeah.
Katie Price's marriage and relationships has for years been the centre of headlines, from Dwight York to her jungle stint with Peter Andre. But her latest marriage to self-proclaimed billionaire Lee Andrews has been perhaps the most baffling, with the Dubai businessman being accused of scamming, lying, and even using AI to generate false images.
I love the fact that using AI is the worst of those. Yeah. Even using AI.
It comes below scamming and lying.
Yeah.
The self-proclaimed billionaire. Little is known about Andrews, with very few people meeting him. Only longtime pal of Katie's, Kerry Katona, had the extremely rare pleasure.
Thank goodness for a reliable witness.
You know, when you're studying history at GCSE and you have to learn about the difference between the first sources and secondary sources and the reliability, and you just know with Katona, her word is her bond.
Exactly. You know, she didn't win, I don't know, Iceland's Woman of the Year 2003 for nothing.
This is the fourth time Katie has been married, and these nuptials are the quickest of the lot. The first mention of her husband came through Katie's Instagram when she mentioned their marriage at the beginning of this year.
Yeah, just the men, just in passing, I'm married.
But since then, it has been suggested that Lee Andrews might in fact be fake, with some claims he might even be an AI-generated person. Here's all the clues.
Oh, this is going to be like a sort of Sergeant Pepper's album cover level of conspiracy.
It is. We're really getting into is Paul McCartney dead territory. I would say that the phrase, he might even be an AI-generated person, might even be generated by AI.
Oh, interesting. And just, by the way, this is a Star Gold piece. This isn't just, you know,
no,
regular.
No, this is one
Star.
You've got to pay for. This is £12 a month if you want to read this sort of material. And of course, very important piece to know that, we've paid it.
Exactly.
But it is, of course, deductible against tax. When Katie announced her engagement to Lee, many rushed to discover more about the man who she claimed had won her heart.
We all did it.
I knew what's coming next. At the time, his Instagram described him as CEO of Aura Group Future Urban Travel 2027 and an investor in SpaceX Hybrid Fitness.
Wow. I mean, you've got to get in on the ground floor when it comes to SpaceX Hybrid Fitness.
Yeah, he's even got 2027 in the name of his company, like he's George Jetson's boss.
Yeah, he's always 1 year ahead.
His profile, which boasted 111,000 followers, was filled with photographs of the entrepreneur working out in the gym and living it up in Dubai.
Yeah, but was it?
So many questions here. There were also images of him posing beside what appeared to be a flying car with Elon Musk, an apparent proof of him mingling with the likes of Kim Kardashian, whom he photographed signing a baseball cap bearing his company's logo.
Yeah, and there's also a picture of him holding a sports almanac from 1985.
Yeah. There's him on the pitch with Chelsea holding aloft the Champions League in full kit. Yeah, this is strange. Some of these pictures are going to start just fading away.
Mm.
But it soon emerged to be complete nonsense, with no details about his firm available on its website and his celebrity photographs appearing to be AI generated as well.
Dare I say, a quick look at company's house, I'm sure would have solved a lot of these queries.
Yeah, come on. If I was Katie Price, I would have a retainer with company's house. You know, just to check all these people who emerge into her life. Yeah, you know, he's got the flying car, he's got the baseball cap. This man's got too much to be true.
I'm sure there must be a, you know, I am Lee Andrews. If you put that through a, you know, anagram generator, there'll be a clue.
Alongside his ventures, he also professed to be the director of philanthropy at the King's Trust. However, the charity refuted these assertions.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, we've all kind of perhaps slightly embellished the truth on our CVs. But professing to be a director of philanthropy.
Yeah, at the King's Trust.
Mm.
You know, if I was going to claim that I worked for somebody, I'd probably aim lower than the actual head of state.
Yeah, I mean, just say, you know, Duke of Edinburgh Gold or Bronze Award, maybe.
No one's going to check
that. Don't go gold.
Yeah. No one's going to check that. But director of philanthropy at the King's Trust, people are going to go, but I'm pleased to say, I think they're using refuted in the correct way as well.
Nice.
There, because it's not just denying it. I think they've probably proven it to be true. Mm. They've probably done a quick check on the records and gone, nope. Lee has also described himself as a member of the board of advisors to the Labour Party. However, they confirmed he, quotes, doesn't work with us.
Wow. Well, it's good that they've got They could have quickly rushed that one out.
Yeah. I mean, very rare that I get to use my university education on this podcast, Chris, but I studied politics, and I can tell you there is no such thing as the Board of Advisors to the Labour Party.
Oh, okay. There's no, he couldn't be claiming a think tank.
There's people who give unsolicited and unwanted advice to the Labour Party. I'm looking at you, Tony Blair. That listeners was very topical when we recorded
Oh,
this.
yeah.
The Board of Advisors to the Labour Party. After tying the knot with her new husband in Dubai, Katie was due to return to the UK, but her spouse couldn't accompany her. This was reportedly because he previously served time in Dubai's Al-Aweer Central Prison for alleged fraud, with the Daily Mail claiming Lee had falsified an ex-girlfriend's signatures to secure a £200,000 mortgage in her name.
I mean, that's a sort of self-confessed billionaire behavior right there.
That is exactly what a billionaire would do, and definitely one who was a director of philanthropy for His Majesty. Also, if you're going to commit these sort of crimes, don't do it in Dubai.
No, I
You
mean
know,
they're not lax on these sort of
no,
things.
you're not going to get a slap on the wrist there. You might not even be left with one.
Yeah.
The United Arab Emirates prohibits individuals under criminal investigation from leaving the country. However, Lee refuted claims that he was unable to return to the UK, suggesting there must be some, quotes, wrong details.
And then some.
Yeah. Refuted very much used in the wrong way in that sentence.
Yeah.
Under Dubai law, those facing criminal investigations, including unpaid debts or civil lawsuits, are barred from exiting the country. Initially asserting he was remaining in Dubai to house hunt, Katie later admitted on her podcast that Lee did indeed have a travel ban, though she didn't elaborate on the reasons.
Okay.
She's got a podcast, Chris.
Well, yeah. I mean, who would listen to that, though?
Who would listen to that? If you want the actual full details, come to Barely Contained. We'll read them from Daily Star Gold. We'll pay the £12, so you don't have to. Due to this travel ban, Lee has not been seen in person in the UK. After months of being away from Katie, Lee was due to put the rumours to rest by appearing on live TV. Last week, Katie and Lee were scheduled to appear together on Good Morning Britain for their first live interview, but he failed to
Oh
show
no, the projection failed to work.
up. Instead, host Ed Ball disclosed that the UK Foreign Office had responded as follows when asked if Lee was indeed subject to a travel ban. We supported a British man who was detained in the United Arab Emirates.
Okay.
Right. It gets deeper. Katie refuted. Just come on. Like, you either know what refuted means or you don't.
It starts so promisingly.
Yeah. I'm beginning to question whether they really knew. Katie refuted claims that her husband had been arrested and insisted he just didn't make the flight. He's coming over here to spend quite a few months now, so he's been sorting out my visa, my international driving license, and he was flying from Muscat. She then suggested he, quotes, had things to do, end quotes, and, quotes, missed the flight because obviously all his business stuff is there.
Yeah, he just got caught up in Pret.
Yeah, there's so many new salads now. It takes a lot more time to pick.
He was having a limited edition satay chicken baguette.
Missed that damn flight once again. Meanwhile, Lee stated he was not detained and wasn't a wanted man.
Okay, well, his word's good enough for me. I don't know about
Yeah.
you.
I mean, everything I've heard about this man so far is of it. He says he's not a wanted man. I wouldn't even question the fact that it's very odd that somebody even was in the position they had to deny they were a wanted man. God, this is brilliant. Before the interview, Lee took a video from Muscat Airport, or so he claimed. The building Lee was in strongly resembled Terminal 2 of Dubai International Airport.
Right.
I mean, at least that's close. It would be hilarious if it strongly resembled Southend Airport.
Maybe he's like that. What's that Tom Hanks film based on the true story of the guy that has to just stay in the airport?
Oh, is it Terminal?
Yes, yeah, that's it.
maybe he is trapped there forever. Days after Lee failed to arrive in the UK, Katie took to social media to issue a desperate plea, claiming her husband was missing. Lee has been missing for 3 days. The last time I heard from Lee was Wednesday night at 10 o'clock, she revealed in a YouTube video. He was attempting to cross the border in Dubai to catch a flight to me, and this is so, so disorienting. His location went off at 10:03 Wednesday night. That's the last contact anyone's had, his family and myself.
Oh, my word. It's a Bermuda Triangle situation.
It's getting very complicated, this, isn't it? Katie continued, stating that both she and Lee's family had reached out to the police, voicing her fears that he may have been kidnapped. No one can locate him in any prison, police station. There's no record of it, she said. Lee has not been seen or posted since. But it is noted that he has since followed a woman on Instagram.
Of course he has.
Beforehand, he only followed Katie, but now also follows a woman named Marisol.
Which is an anagram of AI I mean, mole. No.
It's Spanish for Mary Sun.
Right.
And then it just says, have you joined Fred's? Follow Daily Star to keep up to date on all things showbiz here. But no one has joined Fred's.
Wow.
It was very
There's
much
no comments either. I mean, presumably because it's a gold piece, or perhaps because it's a bone of contention around Lee Andrews.
It could be because no one's paying up the 12 quid. It could be, of course, because the man who has snatched Lee Andrews and put him who knows where has cracked down hard on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. It could all be an AI hallucination.
Could the whole thing? We could be. This is getting increasingly like the Matrix, isn't it? So you, dear listener, you may know more about this story since we've recorded this, but I think you'll agree it's still very funny unless somebody has died in the interim.
Yeah, that would, take the shine off it somewhat.
If they have, you're probably not going to hear this because even we would probably come back and re-record it.
Yeah.
You know, with a bit of somber music. Chris, that was a very, very serious story. Have you got something to take the edge off?
Well, yes, I have, I think. And this one is from the Scottish Sun. Headlines, Win Back... Shane Strictly star Wyn Evans calls his fall from grace a blip as he makes stage comeback in Tiny Theatre.
This sounds a little bit more like it.
Yeah, so Wyn Evans, are you familiar with his work?
Wyn Evans, I am very much, Chris. He made his name as a supremely irritating advert for insurance. In his later days, he was a presenter on BBC Radio Wales, and then he had a fall from grace, I believe he has since called a blip.
Yeah, yes, I think your listeners, you're up to date. Yes, Shane Strictly star Wyn Evans has made his stage comeback at a Tiny Theatre, calling his fall from grace a blip.
Hmm.
The 54-year-old former Go Compare insurance ad frontman kicked off his Beyond Compare tour in front of empty seats on Wednesday at Monmouth Savoy Theatre.
Oh, wonderful. And you just know when he named that, Go Compare said to the lawyers, can you just check he can do this?
Yeah.
Just check his contract.
We're not entirely happy with this.
Yeah. This is something we've been trying to move on from a little bit.
Yeah. So he began by bursting into song, then realised he had the wrong lyrics.
Oh, God. Oh, I'd love to know more about that.
A great start. Evans was axed from Strictly's live tour in 2024 over inappropriate sexual remarks.
Mm-hmm.
Addressing the scandal, he said, last year was a blip. When it first happened, lots of theatres wouldn't let me perform anymore.
Oh, cancel culture.
I mean, even if you were to believe it, I said a word, We've all done stuff, right?
Well, you say that, Geo Comperio, but I think you'll find that there's a man in Dubai who's not done anything wrong.
Yeah, exactly. He mentioned the BBC and followed it by a comical spitting gesture, which raised a laugh with his fans.
Good
people
grief.
He calls winners, who subscribe to his daily self-funded independent radio show.
Daily self-funded independent radio show? Well, you and I might know it as a podcast.
Yes. Wow. I wonder how many winners there are out there.
Yeah, you're definitely a winner if you follow Win.
Yeah. His mid-morning show with BBC Wales was not renewed following the Strictly saga.
I thought it was a blip.
Well, yeah, blip, saga, you know. who do you want to believe?
Yeah, you say Gio, I say Comperio.
Yeah, we've all done stuff, right?
Right.
Evans also reminded his audience that he made 230 TV adverts for Go Compare over 17 years and wrote 25 of the adverts himself.
I wouldn't remind them of that. That'd be the last thing I'd remind them of.
Oh, I wonder if you could, you know, if I wonder if you go back through them, you can be like, oh, that's a win. That's a win one.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you who the win ones would be. Do you remember the ones where he would sort of break the fourth wall and also play himself without the comedy moustache? I bet occasionally he'd go, I just want to be myself. I want to show the real win. And they'd be like,
exactly.
Don't show the real win. We've heard the real win.
Yeah, we know what the real win's like. But he said it was time to hang up the Gio Comperio moustache after earning him millions and the reputation as the most annoying man on TV. Did it really earn him millions?
I mean, we've had these conversations before about what people earn when we were talking about the Coronation Street star with his car. I mean, it would amaze me if it earned him millions. What do you think?
I mean, maybe over 17 years, possibly. I mean, possibly. Let's say he's on, let's say he's on not quite six figures a year and he does it for 6 years. I mean, fair enough.
Yeah, possibly.
But yeah, I'm not sure millions plural is right. Anyway, Evans also sang opera classics and discussed his mental health at the £32.50 a ticket show.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've often paid £32.50 to listen to an advertising star discuss his mental health. In fact, just a few days ago, I went to hear a talk by the man who said, a first-class ticket to Nottingham, please. talking about what it did to him.
That's a great reference. Can you even get tunes anymore? Or was it Lockett's?
I think you can. No, I think he was tunes. No, I think you can still get tunes. It's just for some reason their marketing strategy no longer involves railway transaction based TV advertising.
It's poorer for it. I mean, where have they gone? Wow. I mean, yeah, I'd be interested to know actually how many people attended the Monmouth Savoy Theatre show.
Yes, I don't know how many seats. Like, should we have a look and see?
Yeah,
Monmouth Savoy number of seats. It's quite small, Monmouth, isn't it? 360 people.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, as a man who dabbles in stand up myself, Chris, I'd say that is an enormous dome.
that's huge.
Yeah, well, you know, fair play to him. That's a lot of money, £32.50.
Yeah. Do you have a nickname for your fans?
Tolerant? To be honest, I don't need a nickname because I know them all by name. Well, we've taught Dubai, Chris. We've taught Wales. Would you like a little trip to Scandinavia?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this story is from the Daily Mirror online. And you know, sometimes people, you find out they've died, but you'd presume that they died a long time before.
Yes.
You want a topical one? R.I.P. Judith Chalmers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, here's a band that, you know, you'd be shocked to find, not that they split, but that they were still together. So this is a headline, Pop band Aqua, famous for huge hit Barbie Girl, split after 30 years together?
Woof, 30 years.
That's a long time, isn't it?
It's a long time. And I think we're going to have, you know, a bit of a discussion about being together as a band. What's the definition of that?
Yeah, I think we might be in a sort of Triggers Broom situation. Yeah. So the pop band Aqua, who were huge in the 90s and spawned hits like Barbie Girl and Dr. Jones, have announced they split after three decades together. I think you probably don't need to say spawned hits like Barbie Girl and Dr. Jones. I'm pretty certain there wasn't a third.
Well, I mean, read on.
Ah, okay, right. Pop band Aqua, most famous for their 1997 hit Barbie Girl. I think it's fair to say. Have announced they are splitting up after 30 years together. The Danish-Norwegian band announced the news on Instagram on Monday afternoon, much to the dismay of some of their loyal fans.
Some of their fans, the other fans were like, oh, well, they haven't really done anything in 28 and a half years.
Yeah. The last gig they played was at the Savoy Theatre in Monmouth. They were supporting Gio Campario. In a post alongside a pic of the Aqua band logo, they wrote, "Dear everyone, after many incredible years, we have decided to close the chapter of Aqua as a live band. Aqua has been such a huge part of our lives, and together we've had the chance to experience more than we ever dared to dream of."
We've decided to close the chapter of Aqua as a live band.
Yeah.
What on earth does that mean?
I don't know. The post continued, "We've travelled the world countless times, met so many wonderful people, sung together with millions of you, and shared memories that we will carry with us forever. When you've been together for this long, you also learn when it's time to protect what you've created together. For us, this feels like the right moment to say goodbye while the memories are still strong and while the love for the music, the story and each other remains intact."
Yeah, I can't help but feel that they could have made this this same message in like 1999.
Yeah, yeah. And done it in a sort of upbeat Europop way to music.
Yeah, you know,
Spice Girls gave us goodbye. That's the way to do it. I mean, yeah. If they came back.
It's time to protect what you've created together.
No,
I don't get it.
I don't get any of this. I mean, to be fair, English isn't a first language.
Well, the memories are still strong. Yeah, the memories would have been stronger 25 years ago.
Yeah, very much. "From the bottom of our hearts, thank you to everyone who has been part of this journey over the past 30 years. Thank you for the love, the energy, the support, and for all the moments we've shared together." The band ended the post by saying, "Nothing but love and gratitude from here on. Endless love, Lenny, Rene, and Soren."
Nice. Nothing but love and gratitude from here on. That suggests that before that...
Before
there was other
that,
things.
Yeah, before
bitterness.
It was hatred and anger. Yeah.
We couldn't stand our fans for the first 29 and a half years.
Every single night, they've been backstage going, "We're not doing fucking Barbie tonight." Aqua got together in 1995 and went on to sell more than 33 million singles and albums worldwide.
I mean, but that is quite impressive, to be fair.
That is ludicrous, isn't it? I mean, presumably that was all in one year.
Yeah, I would say the bulk.
I don't think that's been staggered over the intervening three decades. But though they had other hits with Dr. Jones and Turn Back Time, their most famous hit is still the much-loved Barbie Girl song, which reached number one in the UK singles chart when it was released back in 1997.
Yes, it did.
Turn Back Time?
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about. I mean, I remember Dr. Jones, I remember Barbie Girl. Turn Back Time was like one of those slightly, you know, more ballady, rocksetty type ones.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
No.
I think it might even have been a film soundtrack song.
Oh, well, maybe, you know, maybe it'll pop up at some point in this episode. More recently, the band reached number 4 in the UK singles charts when Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice released a revamped version of Barbie Girl to coincide the release of the hit Barbie film, starring and produced by Margot Robbie.
They must have been licking their lips when that got announced.
Oh my God. Yes, yeah, definitely, yeah. That's probably why it was still going.
Yeah.
You know, keep that joint account going.
Yeah. Come on, Mattel, give us the rights.
Fellow Danish singer Wigfield, who also scored a UK number one with her 1994 hit Saturday Night, was one of the first to comment on the band's breakup. Writing in her native tongue in the comments, she said, "Thank you for the music and the good times."
Of course, Wigfield, you know, almost notching up 35 years.
Yep. Alas, she can't split up. She will forever be Wigfield.
Yep.
Fans also thanked the band for their music over the years. One wrote, "This news breaks our hearts. Thank you, Aqua, for the emotions you gave us. We will continue to love you forever." Another said, "Love you guys. The one band I never got round to seeing live."
Wow. I mean, they're really getting their most hardcore fans commenting, aren't they?
What a regret to have in your life.
You only had 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm betting it wasn't because she could never lay her hands on a ticket. Or he. I imagine being at that dinner party when, you know, people go around the table talking about who's the band that you most regret never seeing?
Oh, it would have been Aqua.
Yeah. I had tickets to see them at the Savoy Theatre in Monmouth, but I wasn't able to get there.
Oh, remember when they went electric?
Yeah. Always loved your music. We need music like this in the world, and nobody does it like you guys. Thank you for everything.
Yep.
Good grief, this goes on a bit now. A third penned, "Thank you for being part of my life since childhood. Your music has been with me through so many moments, memories and emotions over the years. Meeting you in person years ago was something truly special that I will always carry in my heart."
Is that Wigfield again?
"Thank you for the music, the inspiration and all the beautiful moments your art has given me. No matter how much time passes, you will always be part of my life. I wish you all the best in this life."
God, I imagine they're Spotify Unwrapped every year. It's like Dr. Jones, Barbie Girl, Turn Back Time, Barbie Girl again.
I love it. They call it their art.
Oh, yeah, their art. Classic.
And the "I wish you all the best in this life, but you can rot in hell afterwards."
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it makes me think maybe there's going to be a hologram tour like ABBA.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to pop up in the Olympic Park. Comparing them to other bands of their era, a fourth fan commented, "You guys, along with the Spice Girls, Backstreet Boys, Marilyn Manson, TLC, No Doubt, Garbage, Alanis Morissette and Hanson, make us 90s kids fly high in the sky. Thanks for the music, guys. You will always be alive and present in our heart and our ears."
I mean, I would say all of those acts, perhaps with the exception of Hanson, could feel harsh done by the comparison.
Yeah, I can't imagine that it's going down too well with Garbage. I bet they never thought they'd be lumped in with Aqua. In a nod to their most famous hit, a fifth cheekily added, "So happy to have seen you in Vegas in 2023. It was a dream come true. Aqua forever. See you, Barbie. Bye, Ken."
I mean, you might think that was a, reference to a, you know, a Vegas residency, but it was obviously probably just seeing Soren by the slots.
Yeah. Come on. I believe in chasing my losses. 33 million albums, and there he is on the craps table. The group has been made up of lead female singer Lenny Nystrom, now 52, René Dif, 58, who was also a vocalist, and it's his voice you hear in Barbie Girl, and producer Soren Rasted, 56. Klaus Nareen, 55, was also part of the group, but left to pursue other projects in 2016.
Klaus, you splitter.
Yeah, this is it. The others are like, no, we're doing at least another decade.
Exactly.
We reckon we've got a fourth hit in us and we're going to give it 10 more years.
Well, I mean, Matt, that's a fantastic story, and it's got some fittingly good comments.
Oh yes, let's can you see the, I can't see the comments, so please do.
Yeah, well, I've got Bill Wiz says, a sad day for the music industry indeed. I've got all their cassettes and play nothing else in the car. And then Stormtrooper says, devastating news. How will the music industry ever recover?
Do I detect a hint of sarcasm?
You possibly do. You possibly do.
Finally, Chris, we say goodbye to a band whose best days are in the past. But you're going to talk about somebody who's got a very bright future.
Well, exactly. And this is an exclusive in the Mirror Online. And it is Rhiann Sugden's team pushing for more reality TV as she's, in quotes, focused on the future.
Oh, good stuff. Rhiann Sugden and her team.
Exactly. Rhiann Sugden, are you familiar with her?
I know she is a reality TV person. A model?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think she was formerly a Page 3 girl. And I think possibly also had... I might need to check this. But I think maybe Vernon Kay perhaps had a dalliance with her, or she had a dalliance with Vernon Kay.
Oh, okay. Maybe. We'll get our crack legal team to check that, Chris.
Yeah, check that, please. So anyway, stand first. Rhiann Sugden is reportedly looking to do more reality TV as her team are keen to show viewers the real Rhiann.
Yep, the real one.
The real one, no fake.
No AI.
Yeah, Rhiann Sugden's team is pushing for her to do more reality TV amid an exciting time for the star. And I have to say at this point, there is... already been about six uses of inverted commas in
yes.
story around yeah. exciting time, keen, the real Rhiann, and focused on the future. Rhiann, who appeared on Series 10 of Celebrity Big Brother in 2012, was the third person to be voted off the show, lasting 15 days.
Oh, wow. I do love a story about somebody who was very, very briefly famous for 2 weeks 14 years ago.
But now, speaking exclusively to the Mirror, a source close to Rhiann said she's very much focused on the future and not the past, as they reveal her team is keen for her to do more TV jobs.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, speaking exclusively to the Mirror, so somebody, The Economist, is in trouble.
Yeah.
I love that. Who is this team? Who's this team she's got?
Well, I mean, if she does have a team, and I'm certainly not saying that she doesn't, I could imagine they would be very keen for her to do more TV jobs.
Well, I think this team has spent the past 14 years going, phone gone today?
Yeah. No. A source told the Mirror, it's an exciting time for her. Her team are open to ideas, and there have been some exciting calls and emails going through. Strictly Come Dancing is one avenue they're keen to explore.
Yep. It's true. The rest is entertainment is one avenue that me and Chris are very keen to explore. Yeah. And we've probably got as much chance.
Yeah. Rhiann and Oliver love watching the show, and it's very much suited around families, which is hugely important to them.
Who's this Oliver?
I don't know. I hope we'll find out. She's done Celebrity Big Brother and wouldn't go back, but I'm a Celebrity is an avenue they're keen to explore so viewers can see the real Rhiann.
Yeah. I mean, she says that she wouldn't go back to Celebrity Big Brother. I'm just going to stick it out there. I think she would.
She's playing hardball. And Rhiann and her husband, former Corey star Oliver Meller, welcomed a little boy, George, in 2024 after an emotional six-year IVF journey to parenthood.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah, exactly. The couple was overwhelmed with joy amid George's arrival after spending £150,000 of her own savings in a bid to conceive. Rhiann and Oliver started trying shortly after marrying in a ceremony on the Turkish coast in September 2018. But when she failed to fall pregnant in the first year, she went to a doctor who informed her she had a low egg count.
I think we're very much getting into the health pages here.
Yeah, I'm wondering where the pushing for more reality TV is coming from.
Yeah.
Speaking at the time of George's birth, Oliver said he and Rhiann were excited when they first started IVF, but it became mental torture by the end. It's not keeping it light anymore, is it?
Nope. Did they pitch to you ITV2 for Rhiannon Oliver's IVF journey?
I don't know. Well, let's skip on a little bit. Since becoming mother to George, it seems Rhiannon is keen to get back to work and explore the opportunities available to her. The source added, she's had a new lease of life since becoming a mum and regaining control, and her followers keep growing on a regular basis.
Do you think this source might be called Rhiannon Sugden?
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but I mean, it, you
Sia,
know, we can't rule it out.
Rugden?
But it might
Sean
be
Rugden?
Lee Andrews.
Yeah.
You've never seen him in a room together.
No, but he probably could find some way of making it look like you had.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's your lot, really.
It really is, isn't it? It really is.
I mean, she's focused on the future. And, you know, some heartwarming baby news from a couple of years back. So congratulations there. Her team are open to your call.
It's worth mentioning, and this is another one of those stories that required two people on the byline.
Oof, yeah.
One person to take the phone call and the other person for them to ask, who's Rhiannon Sugden?
Yeah, exactly.
You're a bit older than me. Do you know who she is? Oh, lovely stuff. Well, I think that'll probably do for this first Barely Contained of Summer 2026. We hope you're enjoying the sun, dear listeners.
Exactly, yeah.
But if people are planning to lie on a beach and find themselves with little to do in the ensuing weeks, Chris, what would you recommend?
I would recommend going to Barely_pod on X, or maybe going on Facebook to Barely Contain the Podcast, where you can get all manner of, you can get the full back catalogue, basically, and listen to 10 years worth of content, pretty much. Anything else, Matt?
Yeah, just the usual call to arms for you to rate us on whichever podcatcher you're listening to us on. So if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Amazon or whatever floats your boat, we're on them all. If you could give us a review, it really does help with the old algorithm. Do subscribe to us, whatever you're listening to us on. We're also on YouTube, albeit in good old-fashioned audio-only format. So, rate, subscribe, and tell your friends about us in real life. Your friends, your family, your followers, your team.
Yep, your AI husband or wife.
Yep, your fellow inmates in your United Arab Emirates prison. You're probably not allowed access to podcasts in there, to be fair.
No, although they probably do have quite good Wi-Fi, I imagine.
Yeah. So just leaves us to say we will be back in July. So thank you very much, Chris Beckett.
Yeah, thank you, Matt Withers.
So thank you very much, the listeners.
Exactly.
Go compare!